Hi and welcome to another how-to tutorial video for the Canon 500D, T1i and KISS X3. In this one we're going to show you how you change your ISO. Okay, the ISO is the sensitivity of the camera's sensor to light. The higher that number, the more light gathering capability that the sensor has. Okay, it's nothing to do with the aperture of the lens or anything, this is just the sensitivity of the sensor. Okay, the ISO button is actually located on top of the camera, which we'll show you now. Okay, the ISO button can be found behind the roller dial just in front of the mode dial and the on-off switch. And when we hit that, it will bring the menu up on the rear of the camera and you can then select the ISO value using this roller dial here. You'll also see the number value for the ISO change in the viewfinder if you're looking through that at the time when you've hit that button. Okay, so to change the ISO, we've seen which button we need to press. And then we use the roller dial to actually select the value that we want. Why would you change the ISO? It's if you were not getting the shutter speed in some of the semi-automatic modes like aperture priority or AV that we're in now. So you've got your aperture at f3.5, ISO 100, and the shutter speed that you're getting isn't fast enough. It's at 1/60th. So we can actually increase the ISO and that'll give us 1/25th. Okay, to maintain a correct exposure, and as you see the shutter speed climbs up as you increase the ISO. Just quickly as well, I'll just show you how you enable the higher ISO ratings, because at the moment when we press this button we've got automatic where the camera picks the ISO all the way through to 100, going up in full stop values 2, 4, 8, 16 and 3200. We do actually have two additional ones which are disabled by default. So to enable those, we'll go to Menu, onto the Custom Function menu here, and then Enable ISO Expansion. I'll just dial down the exposure on this camera so you can see. And then we can actually set that to On. So now when we go back to the menu, okay, we will have the additional ranges for the ISO here, which are 6400 or high one and 12800 equivalent. The higher the ISO number that you choose, the more noise or grain you will get in the image, but sometimes it's necessary to get a fast enough shutter speed to be usable, be it to prevent camera shake or blur of your subject because they may be moving. So that's just a quick introduction to ISO and how you change it and why on the Canon 500D, T1i and KISS X3.